Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a kid in college. Right? I think a lot of us do. And I'm, you know, glad that he's been still trucking with it. He's been doing a lot of, like, online, you know, stuff, obviously, now, because he can't go to campus. And I love seeing my baby, you know. Oh, my baby's near his mama. So I'm kind of loving this whole online thing, you know. He needs to be around other people. He's got a date. He's got to hang out with his friends. And they're all climbing the walls. I can't wait to all see each other, which I can't wait for also. But, you know, my baby's home with mama, so I'm kind of a happy mama. But I bring this up because, unfortunately, some good friends of mine who work at some of the nearby universities have gotten furloughed. And the universities throughout the country are taking a lot of heat now, as well as students. So, on the university side, many universities are going to get budget cuts. So they're going to be getting less money because of the coronavirus crisis. Now, I'm not really sure why, because a lot of them got millions from the stimulus packaging, but maybe they're expecting less people, you know, applying. Maybe they couldn't recruit. I'm not sure. But we're hearing that budget cuts are going down for some of these universities. We're hearing that they are going to be furloughing some of their staff, some of their faculty, many of their staff and faculty. Either they're going to do across the board where everybody has to take off a few days, or just a group of people just have to lose their jobs. Plus, they're going into summertime, which is kind of their quiet time. And remember, colleges make a lot of money from the food and the you know, little restaurants they have on campus and, you know, things like that. And so, you know, they have lost a lot of that revenue too. So, not easy for colleges, right? On the student side of things, they're upset because they paid a crap load of tuition, tens of thousands of dollars. And if they had to switch to online, then the parking fees, the security fees, the library fees, all those fees that they had to pay if they didn't access them, should they get them back? From what I understand, there are multiple class action lawsuits now going up against, I believe, the Arizona Board of Regents, University of Maryland. There's schools throughout the country that are now going to be faced with lawsuits by students. And students also have been informed that many of them are going to have fee increases. So if they're going to have fee increases coming up next year, and, you know, with the threat of another shutdown, many students have kind of voiced, why should I apply, you know, to a, you know, school that you would have to go to and then have to be, you know, or shut down or locked out of? Why not I just register for an online degree or online this next year? So the whole college picture is changing. It's very concerning because colleges, you know, they're little cities. They actually produce a lot of, you know, GDP in terms of, you know, you have thousands upon thousands of individuals that go, take classes, spend money there. These colleges do research. It's a part of the economy. If you have a university in your city, that's huge. If you have multiple universities, that's huge. So when you start hearing that they're going to have to get pinched, you know, and people are going to start losing their job, and then students are like, well, wait a second, why is it on us? You got government money, give us our money back. Then, you know, the concept or the idea of, you know what, let's just move more towards online schooling starts being more attractive. Parents of young kids thinking the same thing. You know, I talked to a bunch of moms. They were like, you know, thank God we haven't had any school shootings. You know, should this be the answer to school shootings? Well, again, I don't want to live in a world where we have to hide. Okay? You know, I want to live in a world where our kids get to play with their kids, etc. But I'm telling you right now, the first school shooting, God forbid, of the fall semester, or the first pediatric flu death, you're going to have parents calling for shutdowns. So I think every school needs to kind of be, you know, ahead of the curve and expect that they're going to have a kill switch that can immediately go to online learning at any time. Shutdowns are going to be brought up over and over and over again. Now that it's been done, and you see how easy it's been able to be done, even though it wasn't easy on us, for government to go, guys, we're shutting down, it's going to be easy, which means all companies and institutions, whether it's academic or not, needs to be prepared for the switch. Well, if I was a company and I just put a crap load of money into, you know, remote working, and I devised a plan, I would probably, you know, start thinking of ways where I could get my money back, meaning, you know, cutting back, you know, some of the real estate, you know, starting to downsize office space because we could have people working at home. Now, mind you, a lot of employers are like, look, my staff isn't working. They're screwing around. They're sunbathing. They're, you know, hanging with the kids. People working at home, they're not working. All right. So, you know, maybe that might bring employees back. But I think you have a lot of other people out there saying, you know what? If we already put this time and money into teaching students online, let's just do it. Let's just keep to that. So then the students are going to be like, well, wait a second. Do I really want to pay $40,000 a year or $60,000 a year or $73,000 a year? Especially if I'm not going to get any refund back if I don't get to be on campus. So colleges are in trouble. Students, I talk to a lot of students. I talk to high school students. I talk to college students. I talk to medical students and dental students. And, you know, luckily, medical, dental, many of these more, you know, health sciences, you need hands-on, you know, so I don't think medical school or dental school, you know, applications are going to go down that much. But in terms of people going, look, you know, what is a degree in finance going to get me? What's a degree in communications going to get me? You know, advisors are having a harder time convincing students to at least get that 4 or 5 year degree, especially in light of all this, or to go to a school and pay tens of thousands of dollars for that degree. So online college is, or even online high school or online grade school, is, I think, going to be the thing of the future. But we'll see where this goes with colleges, because we still need our colleges. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have industries, but the biggest industry is our tourism industry. It's not the gambling industry. It used to be gambling, but it's actually tourism. We have resorts, we got pools, we got shows, we got fantastic restaurants. We have, it's fun. It's a playground. And you can also gamble. Got clubs. So, in Nevada, there's been a little bit of a, struggle between our mayor, Carolyn Goodman. I like her a lot. Very spunky. And Governor Sisolak, who's, you know, again, I realize he's been, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. And so Vegas wants to reopen, according to the mayor. Apparently, the casinos have been losing millions. If you look at KDWN's website, they look at Wynn Resorts. Now, Wynn Resorts has a few properties, and they want to reopen next month, especially before our Memorial Day weekend, which is huge for us. And they have lost $3 million a day, about $180 million in the last 2 months. Now, why? Well, because they closed their properties on March 17th, when we were told to. But they still plan to pay all full and part-time employees for 60 days. So they graciously are still, you know, including tips. They are still including an estimate for tips. So hopefully those workers out of jobs are still making money. But after 60 days, then what? That brings us to May 15th. They have suggested, as well as some of the other casinos, that they are going to ensure social distancing. They'll alter layouts. They may use thermal cameras to steer people away with high temperatures. They'll have all employees wearing masks. You know, will that do enough? Will it not? But casinos are really edging to open up. When it comes to, you know, casinos, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Vegas or, you know, Reno or Atlantic City or whatever. When you sit at a craps table or at a craps table, there could be some distance between the dealer, you know, and, you know, the house, pit boss, whatever. With blackjack, you're basically a couple feet away from the dealer. You know, same thing with roulette, depending on where you stand at the table. And so you really can't do the 6 feet social distancing. So then you'd have to wear masks. Well, the problem is if you're, you know, gambling and you get free drinks, because you do. You get free drinks when you gamble. You still should tip, but you get free drinks. You're going to want to drink that drink. So you're going to want to move your mask to drink the drink. You're going to be laughing. You're going to be cursing when you lose. So that mask has to get changed out. You know, and so it's one of those things where, you know, it does a little something, and I'll be in support of it, but is it really going to keep infectious disease away? So the question people have is, should we not let the casinos open until we are pretty sure the coronavirus is on its way out? You know, or do we, you know, give people back their jobs? Do we just, you know, live? And if people get sick, they get sick. You know, people are torn when it comes to that. And the casino industry and the tourism industry is huge. Now, would tourism meet the needs of these casinos? I mean, if you don't have other states on board, and like California is still on stay-at-home orders, and they can't be driving on the freeway to go to Vegas, I'm not sure how they would, you know, police that. But, you know, if we, you know, lose, you know, people coming in, you know, from California because they're at stay-at-home orders, then oh, we're going to have casinos that are staffed and losing money anyway. So for a lot of us companies, I don't think these halfway social distancing things are going to work. I don't know how salon owners are going to do it. I mean, there's many of us there that really need our nails done. We really need our hair done. I know people think, you know, oh, come on, that's not important. If you've ever broken a nail and it's exposed and it hurts and it's painful, it's going to a salon for me is like going to the doctor. So, you can't really do that with social distancing. Yeah, we can wear masks. Can't get your hair cut with a mask, though. So, there's a model that shows which states could safely start easing coronavirus restrictions on May 4th. University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, which did that original projection, right, that said that a lot of us were going to hit our peak end of April, early May. Yeah. I mean, it was very comprehensive. It didn't necessarily, be as accurate as we would have wanted to, but they do have state-by-state analyses, and they say that states with low death rates like Vermont, West Virginia, Montana, and Hawaii could relax some restrictions on May 4th. The model shows states like Iowa, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, they may need to wait until late June or early July. Late June or early July, according to this. That is not something that I think a lot of people are expecting. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut may be able to consider easing their distancing policies as early as late May or early June. So you're like, what? Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota? Okay, so I'm going to have to pull up their metrics. And again, Sorry, it's taking me a little bit to pull this up. But these projections, again, they aren't a say-all. But it's very interesting how certain states, like the Dakotas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Arizona, Utah, have to wait. Whereas New York, that had the worst of it all, gets to open up sooner. They say Louisiana, Michigan, and Washington. We're talking Washington State could possibly open up mid-May. So I guess what they're looking at is they still think the worst has not been, my guess, yet to come in many of these states. And I want to pull up some of the projections on when they think they're going to peak. So I'm right now on the latest of the COVID-19 projections. So, you know, we already hit our peak in the United States. And I apologize. I do not want Spain. Sorry. I want United States. I apologize. Okay. Now what I want is let's look at some of these states where they're saying they might have to wait till August. Hold on. I apologize. Here we go. Here we go. Let's look at Oklahoma. You would think Oklahoma would be doing gosh darn good. So if you look up Oklahoma, apparently their peak is roughly now. They don't have any bed shortage. They don't have ICU shortage, but they still need about 77 ventilators. Yet if you look at New York, and again, I'm not the one that came up with this. New York's peak and was a lot more narrower. And that peak happened a few days back. And they're expecting that they're going to have a bed shortage. 4,300 beds, 5,300 beds, and needing 5,500 ventilators. So is it because they're kind of currently in the thick of it now? Whereas these other states might peak a little, I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, these models, basically in a nutshell, are at, we are going to have cases go down. The curve is not only flattening, it's hopefully going to start curving down. But what you and I want to know is when can we go back to work? So there's a poll saying 6 in 10 Americans are concerned that the country is going to move too fast to reopen. 60% of registered voters. Now, who did this poll? This is NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. They said 58% of Americans feel the U.S. will start to reopen the country too quickly. Well, okay. So they're looking at pictures of people in Florida that ran to the beach. Now, nobody was supposed to sunbathe on the beach. They were supposed to be allowed to kind of walk and exercise and take the dog and, you know, look at the water. And again, if you live in Florida, going to the beach is like a daily thing. I mean, you live at the beach. Bathrooms weren't open, though, so kind of wondering why that was, you know, how that's supposed to help curb, you know, spread of infectious disease. No bathrooms, but the beaches were open. But I get it, because they don't want people, you know, close together. And so I guess people are going to kind of watch that as our little science experiment. If, you know, Florida cases start to resurge, then I think other states are going to be like, we're not going to reopen. But if Florida cases still kind of do the same like they would have, and there's not really a lot of change with the curve, then, you know, now one of you had asked this weekend, why don't people stop testing? If they stop testing, the case number will go down. Well, that depends. We're testing people who are sick, you know, for the most part. So I don't know if we could play around with those numbers, but I see what you're saying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy.
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay, all right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we talked about colleges. We've talked about school industries and medical industries, talked about car industries, all sorts of industries changing. Okay, what about movies? What about TV shows? So a lot of, I was actually asked to, sorry about that, I'm having some issues here with my thing, sorry about that. So I was asked to do some filming on something prior to all this happening, and casting director, we had to obviously put that off because of shutdowns and, you know, lockdowns, but when we come back, social distancing is going to have to pervade the the, you know, the stage. It's going to have to also pervade on the, you know, the set. So there's an article here talking about how changes are going to have to happen in terms of how sex scenes are being done. Because if you have to have social distancing, then how do you kiss Michael Fassbender, right? Or, you know, Viggo Mortensen as you're on the way to Rivendell, right? And he kind of swoops you up and takes you off on his horse and decides to just make a little stop, you know, by the river so you guys can, you know, get busy, okay? All that stuff can happen. I'm not saying that happened in a movie, but if I was ever in a movie with Viggo Mortensen, that's how I would actually direct the scene. So, part of the reason why these movies sell is there's sex. There's a lot of lovey-dovey. It's really interesting. Okay, when did Game of Thrones first come out? I'm trying to look that up. Okay, 2011. Game of Thrones came out 2011. It's very interesting. Okay, so I watched Game of Thrones roughly when it came out, show by show, where you have to wait till next Sunday. And my son, who's now 17 and a half, has started watching it. It's not that we didn't let him watch it. It just, you know, when he was like 8, you know, or 9 or whatever, he really wasn't that, you know, interested. He would like walk in and, you know, see what was going on and be like, oh, I can't look at that stuff. And so I haven't seen a lot of the early shows. Game of Thrones had some sex stuff in the later seasons. But I started rewatching some of the early seasons because my younger one is watching, and I didn't realize that that first episode alone of season one, at least 5 different sex scenes, and we're not talking like, okay, you could guess under the cover. I mean, we're talking like it basically showed everything. And so I remember it's really interesting. I remember not liking Game of Thrones that much first season. I thought it was a fantastic series. But because of the way that first season ended, I was like, do I really want to watch second season? I was really disappointed. And I remember even telling myself that some of the sex scenes were kind of hard to watch because of the kids running around and, you know, because, it was on at, what, like 6 o'clock at night on a Sunday. The kids were running around. So I remember having some issues with that. Not that I'm, you know, prude or anything like that. I mean, I think, you know, those shows are pretty exciting, and I think some sex scenes can be really done beautifully. Again, you know, I've had some choreographed in my mind of how I think some of these should go. Okay? Don't know if it'll ever happen. But that's why Game of Thrones sold. First show right at the gate, you know, you had war, you had swords, you had sex. You had prostitutes, you had, you know, dwarves. It was a fantastic series. So I see why Game of Thrones became so popular. Now, once it became popular, the sex stuff started to dwindle down. In fact, Amelia Brown? Who's the one that plays Khaleesi? Clark, Amelia Clark. Thank you. So with Amelia Clark, she even, I think, said no more nude scenes. I'm not nude anymore. In these scenes. And I think the one who plays Cersei, I believe she, when she did that nude scene, you know, in it, there's a naked scene. I think she was pregnant at the time, so I think that was a body double. So then they had to use body doubles and things like that. So, you know, many of the actors started to kind of, you know, say, okay, you know, I'm not going to do what I did season one. And the show still did well, but last season, it was not as liked as the other seasons. And the reason why I bring this up is sex sells. All right, people want to see that. People want to see love. People want to see a kiss. People want to see, they want to see something that resembles porn, but doesn't have the same stigma as watching porn. So if you can see something without having to hide it from the wife, and the wife's actually sitting there watching it with you and you guys having a good time, then that's kind of a killer TV show. Okay? You know, mind you, there's probably some dads out there going, I don't want my daughter seeing this, you know. But for the most part, it works for people. So Hollywood has, and not that anybody's playing a violin for Hollywood, all right? I mean, you know, Hollywood has made a lot of money, you know. But if we are going to go into this social distancing era, which scares the hell out of me as a business owner, okay? I mean, as a doctor, I get it, but as a business owner, it's like, you know, that's not very practical. How do you do that? And if governors give Hollywood a pass, Gavin Newsom says, okay, you know what? You guys don't have to social distance, you know, at NBC Studios, Universal Studios, or whatever. Then people are going to be crying foul. So how come these two get to swap spit, yet I can't go to the gym? Or I can't go to the beach? Now, our shutdown has been pretty comfortable because we've had Netflix. We have these shows. We've got to binge watch on a lot of shows. I'm starting to watch that High Castle show, Ozark. I still haven't watched the Tiger one. I know I need to. I started watching. I didn't get into it, but I will, because everybody's talking about Carol Baskin. I'll watch it. But, you know, I'm wondering how Hollywood is going to adapt. Now, mind you, many of these shows, the sex was overdone. Maybe that's why Game of Thrones actually got better, because they really developed more of the story, you know, with the dragons and the Lannisters and, you know, all the different little sub-stories that they had. But, you know, are we going to see less sex? Now, for some of you, you're like, well, you know, there really should be less sex. I don't know. For me, I do like romance, but I'm more into comedy. You know, so, like, movies, like, for me, is like Deadpool or Ted. I love those movies. And so I'm going to want to see action. I'm going to want to see, like, Avengers. I'm going to want to see that. I don't need to really see lovey-dovey in that. I don't have to. You know, I mean, I could live in a social distancing world, but I really still, you know, want to see comedy, and I want to see funny, and I want to see, I don't know. So, you know, all these changes that are going to happen seem to be beyond our control. But, you know, maybe we do need to step up and say something. You don't need to sit there and give nurses and healthcare providers any crap like some of these protests did. But the average protester loves the nurse, the doctor, and the healthcare provider, and everybody doing what they're doing. But I think we do need to maybe kind of speak out and say what we want. Because if we do let government take over and say, all right, we are going to social distance. And everybody's like, okay, fine, because I'm scared of this disease, and I'm scared of flu, and I'm all that. Okay, but, you know, just kind of realize it's affecting everything. Your kid going to school, you know, the amount of, you know, TV shows and, you know, videos and music. You know, how do you play in a band, you know, separately? I mean, I get, you know, everybody could record their own track, but still, you know, then live music changes. I mean, everything changes. Everything changes, you know, and social distancing is not supposed to be a forever thing. But the way people are talking is they're talking like it's the new norm. If you don't want it the new norm, speak out. Okay? If you want to see sex, all right, on your Netflix TV show, you're going to have to speak out. If you want your kids to go to school, not be sent home, you got to speak out. If you don't want to be furloughed, all right, if you don't want, you know, things changing to online, you need to speak out. But when we're kind of quiet about it, going, well, whatever you guys want to do, we're scared, whatever. We don't have jobs. We'll do whatever. That's where these decisions get made. And I don't think the people making the decisions really have it all together. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, let's talk about some of the other breaking news that happened this weekend. Canada unfortunately lost 19 people after a gunman dressed as a police officer opened fire at several locations across a rural Canadian town. Police in Canada say they expect the death toll to rise and are aware of in excess of 19 victims, including men and women. The suspected attacker was Gabriel Wortman, a 51-year-old person who shot people in their homes and set properties and vehicles on fire in Nova Scotia. Some of the victims knew the gunman, others were randomly targeted. In an update today, police said they believe there may still be the remains of victims in homes which were burned to the ground. There are some 16 crime scenes around central and northern Nova Scotia. 16 crime scenes from 19 people dying. And authorities say that they're relatively confident they have identified all the locations. He was arrested, but then later confirmed to have died. So, not exactly sure. We thought that he had originally died from, like, a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but then they said he was arrested. We'll keep you guys posted on that. There has been a lot of concern of, you know, the shutdown, where if people were going to be in crowds, they were going to be at the grocery stores, and how the grocery stores could unfortunately be at risk. And so the concern that we need security, a lot more security at places such as that, because those could be, you know, people could be sitting ducks, I agree with. Again, you know, we've been very, very lucky that we've had essential workers, you know, out there putting their lives on the risk, not only for coronavirus, but also, you know, at risk of, you know, somebody being an idiot and deciding to shoot. I think some of these places are like gas stations in Nova Scotia and things like that, because I believe Canada's on lockdown, too. So it's, you know, God bless our essential workers out there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And more breaking news, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that state juries have to be unanimous to convict defendants in criminal trials. Now, this overturns the Louisiana second-degree murder conviction of Evangelista Ramos that resulted in a life sentence when a jury found him guilty with a 10-2 vote. The court noted that 48 states, and more importantly federal courts, already required unanimous jury verdicts in criminal cases. But Louisiana and Oregon were holding out by accepting 10-2 decisions. So, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial is incorporated against the states under the 14th Amendment. Thus, if the jury trial right requires a unanimous verdict in federal court, it requires no less in state court. The court also recalled that Louisiana and Oregon's acceptance of non-unanimous decisions originated with desires to minimize the effect of minority voices on juries. A committee chairman said that the purpose of the 1898 Constitutional Convention, where non-unanimous decisions are first endorsed, was to establish the supremacy of the white race. So if you had, you know, 10 white people on the jury, 2 black people, and they, you know, tried to, and the defendant was black, then, you know, there was always a disadvantage for a minority. So it had to be unanimous. They say the court said Oregon's adoption of non-unanimous verdicts can be similarly traced to the rise of the Ku Klux Klan and efforts to dilute the influence of racial, ethnic, and religious minorities on Oregon juries. So the court's ruling overturned its 1972 decision in Apodaca versus Oregon. Monday's 6-3 decision featured conservative and liberal justices joining both sides. So Justice Gorsuch's opinion was joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas. Justice Samuel Alito's dissent was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and Chief Justice Elena Kagan. Alito warned that overruling the longstanding precedent marks an important turn if the court's approach is not limited to this particular case. He said lowering the bar for overruling our precedents, a badly fractured majority, cast aside an important and long-established decision with little regard for the enormous reliance on the decision has engendered. I don't understand any of that. That's all legal. Where I'm kind of looking at this is, I agree with that, because, you know, it's so easy to, you know, by unanimous, that means there has to be, you know, they can't, you know, play into, you know, race and gender and biases. So I get that. I'm, though, just really wondering how, you know, honest a lot of these people in these juries are when it comes to, you know, them, I guess, just wanting to go home. You know, being on a jury and being sequestered is not easy. And so you have people dying to get back to their babies, dying to get back to work, because they're, what, only making $10, $12, $15 a day? And so I worry that, you know, when you have unanimous decisions, which we do, which I'm fine with, which makes sense, and I support, just, you know, if you have somebody going, but I really don't think he's guilty, and if they're like, well, look, I'm the only one, you know what, then fine, to hell with it. Okay, I'm with you guys. Can we go home now? So, I mean, if, you know, it would have to take people that really believe in the justice system and are taking it really, really seriously to say, look, you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't think he's, you know, innocent, or I don't think he's guilty. And I'm just going to put that out there. And then somebody else has to, you know, there's always supposed to be like a foreman of the jury, you know, and there's kind of somebody in the head. And then there's people, and you have, you know, bullies, and then you have people that'll go with the flow. But, you know, you're not supposed to have bullying. You're not supposed to. And so everybody's supposed to be able to make their, you know, make their case. And from what I understand, many times they will kind of, rather than just vote in person, you know, aloud, they'll vote silently. And they'll be like, okay, so what do you guys think? You know, keep it to yourselves. And then from there they can see, okay, well, we got a 4-5 split or whatever. Or, yeah, or, you know, 7-5 split, whatever. So, you know, but you just kind of wonder when people start to sway and re-sway, you know, more of the votes. If some people are like, well, look, you know what, if it's not going to count because you guys already are, you know, the majority, let's just go home. So unless they go, well, we want to be a hung jury. I don't know. So it's frustrating. They don't make being on the jury easy, you know. I was scared to death that I would get jury duty, you know, when I had the babies. Because I'm like, I got to breastfeed, and I got to bring the baby with me. I got to bring the kid with me. How are we going to do this? You know, and so, you know, and then, you know, being a doctor and things like that, you're like, but I got patients, and I don't have somebody to cover. And so, you know, you have a lot of people that have, you know, jobs and things like that. And it stinks because you want trial by your peers. You want, you know, people representing you, you know, and you don't want people to just have time on their hands, you know, retirees or whatever. So, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Disneyland is going to stop paying 100,000 workers. They need to save $500 million a month. Theme parks and hotels still remain closed. So, they stopped paying 100,000 operational employees. They kept paying them 5 weeks after the shutdown. But there's parks in U.S., France, China, Hong Kong, Japan. It affects half its workforce. And now staff on California and Florida are going to need to, need taxpayer dollars. The company has lost $500 million after the closures. Now, again, we're not, you know, playing a violin for Disneyland. I get that. But, you know, social distancing measures, how the heck does Disneyland do that? I mean, so is Disneyland going to be forced to be closed throughout the summer? Disneyland also has Cruise Line. So they have to now postpone those, too. So, you know, things are still not good on the job front. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.